NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, this is Emma from Bad Friend, and I'm talking with Jess Fu about our debut EP, Best Of, on Long Player.
Emma, what can you tell me about the EP as a whole?
Most of the songs, all the songs apart from Molly, are songs that I wrote and recorded myself, like, over the past almost 4 years, I guess. And a lot of the EP is just about having anxiety and all that really cool, fun stuff that most of us all go through in our early 20s.
Speaking of anxiety, the first track is Panic Attack.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So that song I wrote 3 years ago, and I think it was maybe like one of the first times in my life that I'd really like started to experience anxiety. I was pretty lucky as a teen. Like, I didn't really have bad mental health or anything. I mean, not lucky. I mean, I just didn't have bad mental health. But so I guess that song was just about me figuring out what my feelings meant. And, yeah, I was just having a pretty bad time. And I'd never really experienced, like, proper panic attacks before. So I just decided to write how it felt. And that's how the song came about.
Track two is Molly, and what's that one about?
Okay, so that's the track that Victoria wrote, and it's our queer anthem, the queer banger of the EP. It's about, I guess, I don't know how much I should go into, like, her experience about it, but I think it's, she wrote it when she was living in Perth, And it's just kind of about her navigating a friendship with a female friend, and I think that friend had feelings for her, and she's basically saying that she was going through a pretty bad time and that it wasn't the right time. And I guess it's just talking about when your friends want something more from your friendship, and you don't want that, but you still want to be really good friends with them. Pete Wentz is kind of talking about the time in my life where I was aged like 12 to 14, and I was emo, and I would hang out in Myers Park every weekend and go to Burger King, and then meeting a boy in Myers Park who looked like Pete Wentz, and then losing my virginity to him, and then him not talking to me ever again. And then I guess from that it talks about the progression of the like Auckland emo scene and going into like the Auckland indie scene, and me kind of like hating the indie scene and wanting to stay true to my emo roots. But you know, times are changing, my friends are changing, and we had to go watch the Ting Tings at Big Dow, and I hate that band, and I just wanted to be at My Chemical Romance, you know?
Track 4 is Bad Credit, and what's the story behind that track?
that track's kind of weird. Like, that was kind of the first track where I had written, like, a riff before lyrics. I took lyrics from another song I'd written previously and just, like, made it really short. And then Zach wrote lyrics. And then we had no idea what we were actually saying, what each other were saying until we'd recorded the EP and we were trying to figure out, like, song titles. So it's kind of a duet with me and Zach, but none of us really know what each other's saying. But it sounds nice, so I think it works. Is actually about my relationship with weed. So I used to smoke weed, I actually used to smoke a lot of weed, and the song's about how when weed started to, like, make me really anxious and it just wasn't good for me anymore, and how if I would, like, smoke weed around people, I'd feel, like, really paranoid that everyone was talking about me and I would just have really bad time, and I'm just being like, hey, don't fight it. Like, weed's not good for you anymore. You should just let it go and not smoke anymore. And now I don't smoke anymore. Probably quite good because I feel a lot less anxious all the time.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.